Yeah, I'm really not that used to it now. It's going to be all right as soon as I can figure it out.
Maybe you need to say a few words.
I will.
Yes, I will. I'd like that. May I have a glass of water, please? Just a glass of water. Would you like an introduction like Barney Gilbert?
No, first, I'd like you to meet. This is a part of my rhythm section. Only one is missing is another guitarist that's usually with us. But at my far left, the keyboard is Eugene Carrier. Drummer is Caleb Emfrey Jr. Bass is Russell B. Jackson. I'd like to try and do just a bit of some of the things we normally play nightly, with the difference of this, and that means that usually when we're rehearsing, this is our little get-together, you know, and the rooms usually, when we don't want to get put out of hotels, usually we get small instruments like this, and we set up in the rooms and try to get something kind of together. The gentleman that's coming through there is my right arm, my valet, that's Norman Matthews. Quite a few of us when we get us all together there. I was asked why have I played so many days trying to pay these guys. That's one of the reasons. But what I would like to do, if I may, to try and just give you just a little bit of an idea of the various kinds of blues that I've played through the years, and try to, I think, give you an idea of what Charles Sawyer was talking about when he was talking about that little bubble of the various types in between the jazz, gospel and jazz, I think that's the way he put it. So it's the B.B. King style was just one of them that sometimes we're criticized for not trying to stay with the traditional type of thing. So if mine sound just a little bit different from maybe some of the blues that you've heard, I think it's only because that's the way I think. But sometimes it's not very good, but that's it. First one. Oh, I'd like to apologize again, too, because normally the drummer would be playing. This would just be one piece of about seven pieces, I think, that normally he plays, seven or eight, maybe even 10 pieces sometimes. So if we don't have the beat that you would feel, let's try to, if you will, use your imagination, okay? A little bit more about the musicians. All of these guys are I would say, jazz-orientated or jazz musicians, because they can play other than what we play. But I think they enjoy doing that because, well, maybe it's because because I'm from Mississippi and they're trying to help me out. I will try and sing a little bit, but this time of day, without hot tea with a little more than water in it. I might not be exactly clear. This one would be kind of... I was asked a few minutes ago about the influence that the music have on us today. So we're going to start it off by starting like this is today and then kind of go backward a little bit instead of vice versa. A-flat. Thank you. that would be our answer to disco. But then we have a little thing that this would be, believe it or not, when I first was starting to try and play gospel and country music, and when I was starting to try to read music, learning to read music, all the books that you could buy at that time, usually you would get through Sears Roebuck catalog, and usually the guitar books was by a fellow called Nick Manilow. And to learn to read music, he had tunes like "You're My Sunshine," you know, and then you had "My Darling Clementine," all that. So I learned to play, trying to learn to read music, I learned to play kind of country music, even before I was able to play or know what a note of blues meant, if I make any sense. So many words I'm trying to say, the tune we're doing now, about to do, is a mixture of the country with gospel, blues, and of course with changes that one could possibly use, and maybe a jazz tune today. This is what we call a 32-bar type thing with a bridge. And it goes something like this.
Listen to the way they're playing.
Thank you. Now, if you, you know, if you can bear it, it would, don't bore you too much. I've got a couple more I'd like to do for you. The next one, we have more requests for this one than anything else. We recorded this, I think, late 68. And this is the one tune, referring back to Charles, that I think was that kind of breakthrough for us musically. I'd made many records prior to this, many, many. And we had been selling many records in the black areas. There was a few white that would come up from time to time. Some of the store owners would tell me and say that they were buying records for the maid or for the butler. And usually one guy really made us laugh about it. Sid and I was in New Orleans a few years ago, and this lady was kind of an older lady, white lady, and she would go to this particular record shop and she would always order X amount of albums. And she usually was getting them for a butler, but they come to find out she didn't really have one. So we found later, when things kind of started to change socially, that she was a fan and she really didn't want anybody to just say, well, this lady liked that kind of music. Now she's a fan of ours, and she used to come out, and we laugh about it sometimes. And I think all that came about after 68, after recording this particular tune. And today we still get more requests for this than anything else. And hopefully you'll like it too.
Free now, baby. I'm free from your spell. tell you what, I said I had two more. Well, we did one of those, but earlier, one of the gentlemen mentioned to me that it was a particular tune that he liked so well. And yeah. We normally we don't do requests. But today, after being fed so well, you know. And, of course, I just think that there's nothing wrong with doing one now, a request, that is, because this particular tune is still a blues tune. If you notice, everything we've done, most of the things, 1, 4, 5 changes you that are musically involved or involved with music. With exception, I think, of one, only one tune that we've had more than 1, 4, 5 changes. But this particular one is bluesy, I think what I'm trying to say, that have kind of that, well, you wouldn't say disco feeling, but, well, I'll let you hear it, you decide for yourself. This one is called My Song. So, just a bit of it. 1, 2, 3.
finally we have one that we usually like to try this one, especially in countries where we feel that most times people may not understand the language that we speak. And usually what I'll do is say a few words and we can get right into it, which I guess we should do now. If I start trying to talk, Saul Sawyer would win the bet of who was in the most, But anyway, this particular tune is the typical B.B. King style, the real, I think, B.B. King that most people like to hear most of. I think the audiences of today, though, they kind of enjoy us kind of mixing it up a bit as we've done through our little session here, hopefully. But blues usually is about lovers. In most cases, that's a man and woman. I know a lot of people will want to know, do I write most of the things that I play and sing? And no, I don't write most of them. I would think maybe about 40%. Most of the other 60 is written by other people. In fact, the tune that I'm doing now was written by one of the great critics I think we have of today, Leonard Feather. I didn't know Leonard had wrote this until I'd heard it played by many people, especially one of my favorite people was Lewis Jordan. That's where I got it from. Well, you know, naturally, you start to work with a tune and you start to be identified with it. Well, I'll let you give it from there. This one is called How Blue Can You Get? I've been downhearted, baby, ever since the day we met. I've been downhearted, baby, ever since the day we met. Our love is nothing but the blues to me. Baby, how blue can you get? You evil when I'm with you, baby. And you are jealous when we're apart. When I'm with you, baby, and you are jealous when we're apart. How blue can you get me? The answer's right here in my heart. I gave you a brand new phone. I bought you a $10 dinner, and you said, thanks for the snack. I let you live in my penthouse. You said it was just a shack. I gave you 7 children, and now you want to give them back. I've been down on it, baby. Thank you. much. Thank you. Thank you so much. I do hope you enjoyed it. Now, the question you asked me, better or worse? I don't answer that.
Did you ever sing this quiet and attentive audience in those days?
No. No, I didn't. So, guys, that's it. Thank you so much. Thank you.
Thank you. Thank you.
Yeah, you can take it out.